Let us pray. Dear Lord, our Heavenly Father, today we bring thanks to you, O Lord, because we feel that your love, your care, and your blessing are always enough in our lives. Thank you that you walk with us every day, that you are with us in each moment. Thank you that your promises are true and your goodness never fails us. In this moment, O Lord, we are going to hear your words. God, speak to each of us. Make your words become our strength, comfort for us. Open our minds. Open our hearts, O Lord. Make our hearts like fertilized soil so that your word can grow and bear fruit abundantly. Thank you, Lord Jesus. All this prayer we ask in our God, our Savior. Amen. Amen. Yes, good morning, everyone. Good morning. Shalom and Merry Christmas. I am very grateful to be here again to share the Word of God. Brother and sister in Christ Jesus, we have just celebrated Christmas. And one of the Christmas messages is, don't be afraid. In Bahasa Indonesia, said, jangan takut. Don't be afraid. Luke chapter 2, verse 10. The angel said, I bring you good news. A Savior, Jesus Christ, has been born to you. Emmanuel. I remember because I got granddaughter, still 18 months. We teach her. And every time when I ask her, her name, Vienna. Vienna, where is Jesus? He said, where is Jesus, Vienna? So she's Jesus with us, Emmanuel. So don't be afraid. Why don't be afraid? Because Emmanuel, the King of Peace, will always be with us. Protect us, protect you, protect me, and bless us. Surely, through this message, makes us happy because the fear can be transformed by the King of Peace into joy. The birth of Jesus brought many people from all walks of life. Wherever poor shepherds or commoners, scholars from the East to meet him as friends. So we should live as friends for everyone as shown in this Christmas. Brother and sister in Christ Jesus, in a few days, we will also end 2020 and enter the new year, 2021. We didn't know what will happen. Is the pandemic over? No one knows. Only God knows. Everything is still a secret to us. Other fears about our future, about your jobs, children's, our age, and our health. I'm a little bit worried about my health because tomorrow I'm turning 61. In our reading this morning, Joshua is afraid to bring the Israelites into the promised land, Israel. Moses is dead, and Joshua must replace him. Joshua knows very, very well the characteristic of the stubborn Israel nation. Joshua feel insecure. But when Joshua was afraid, there was a promise from God to strengthen and confirm his calling. If we see Joshua chapter 9, chapter 1 verse 9, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid, Joshua. Do not be discouraged, Joshua. For the Lord, your God, will be with you wherever you go, wherever you plan, wherever you pace." A big responsibility of being leader now fell on Joshua's shoulders. After Moses died, Joshua was appointed by God to be next leader. Humanly speaking, he needed struggle with the responsibility to be a leader of big nation like Israel. At least, he had to learn first about how to give command, how to be the right role model, and how to make good decision according to the will of God. He might doubt if he had the capability to lead Israel entering the promised land. However, he had seen how Moses undertook those things in his entire life and had heard by himself that the Lord would help him as he had helped Moses. God knew the longing of Joshua and the nation to see his promise fulfilled. He also understood that the long time spent could spell up despair and doubt in their hearts. So, brother and sister in Christ Jesus, in Joshua, in our reading this morning, Joshua chapter 1, 1 to 18, notice God does not only remind Joshua to obey all the law God gave to Moses, but he also repeatedly reminds him to be strong and courage. If we see verse 6 and 7, "Be strong and courage, because you will lead these people. And be strong and courage," verse 7. "Do not let this book of law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night." And through this, he was strengthened. No matter what he would do, he kept walking in faith. He led Israelites crossing Jordan River and successfully occupied Canaan land. Brother and sister in Christ Jesus, when we are fighting for our vision, for our dreams, oftentimes we meet with many obstacles. Even though we have done the best, problems, hardship, or stagnancy would always emerge. We could no more see our dreams possible come true, and our hope may fade. When we are in this situation, we are tempted to give up. However, we need to keep holding on faith. Even your faith seed like small one, but keep holding on your faith. Keep on believing that God will make a way and restore us. Do not let despair stop us. Rise, and God will give us new strength to hold on until the end, until we experience the breakthrough we are longing to happen in our lives. I give one simple experience about don't be afraid. Last time, when my son learned to swim, it was difficult for him to float because he was not used to it and was afraid. Why? Because when we are afraid of the depths of the water, our bodies become stiff and heavy and drawn. I also experienced it when I learned to swim. For many years, I failed until when I gave up and was not afraid anymore. My body floated and started to swim. Likewise, with the journey of our spiritual life, there are many things in life that are cause for fear. Health problems, economy, work, relationship with family and friends, social politic problems, COVID-19, and economic recessions, etc. However, praise our Lord is reminded, are not two sparrows sold for a penny, but no one of them will fall to the earth against the will of your Father. And you, the hairs of your head, are all numbered. Therefore, do not be afraid, for you are more valuable than on many sparrow. If the sparrow and hair on the head are also cared for and cared for by God, aren't we much more valuable? So why are we afraid? There is no problem. However happy, there is no way out. One thing just recently happened in Indonesia. I would like to share this one. I would like to invite you, let us pray, because many churches, many congregations, they are worried. They are afraid because of the situation, especially for New Year Eve. Recently, there was a very sad incident. This incident happened in Indonesia, in Papua. On September 19, 2020, there was a murder of pastor of one church. 7 members of congregation to flee to the forest out of fear. Until now, the condition of 7 members of church, members of congregation, is not certain. On November 19, 2020, another shooting occurred to the top of Papua, West Papua, which resulted in 5 church members who were about to return home for the Christmas holidays. 4 of them, school students, died. And 1 person was in critical condition. Any churches, army churches also, and congregation homes, Central Sulawesi, the Salvation Army Service Post Church building was burned. 6 houses of the congregation were burned down. 4 churches members died. So brother and sister in Christ Jesus, many events that we never think about but can happen. So according to our reading this morning, don't be afraid. Emmanuel, peace of peace with us. So let us pray. Many churches in Indonesia, especially for this week, they're not sure. But through our prayer, through our support, God will answer our prayer. This is happened also, my experience. Because I slept rather quickly last week. After waking up in the morning, I prayed and I opened my mobile. Maybe there was important news. It was true. There was news that was quite surprising because my close friends who looked strong, looked healthy, was in fact hospitalized because of the pandemic. After I pondered for a moment, indeed, in the course of life, there are many surprises that come suddenly and unexpectedly, which often makes us doubt, fear, worry, exactly. But God's words warn us this morning, do not be afraid of sudden shock or the destruction of the wicked when it comes. For the Lord will be your support and will keep your feet from being catched. This is from Proverbs chapter 3, verse 25. Surprises is inevitable and sure to happen. But the problem is, how do we respond to it? Is it with fear, trembling, worry, or want to accept reality and surrender to God? God's word is clear to us. Do not be afraid. Do not fear. Why? Because God guarantees avoiding the snare of fears and worries that engage our life is released on Him. So, brother and sister in Christ Jesus, I want to encourage you today, this morning, through the message, through my sermon this morning. Let us thank God because Emmanuel, the King of Peace, has joined and nurtured us all through 2020. And my prayer is that the Leaping Water Uniting Church will be in welcoming and entering the new year 2021, even though everything is still secret for us. But do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. The Lord will be with you, will be with me, will be with us wherever we go. Do not let this book, the word of God of the law, depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night, so that may be careful to do everything written in it. So what is the consequences if we keep believing, if we keep faith in Him and continue to follow Him, to trust in Him and keep His promise in our life, in our journey, in our family, in our congregation? Verse 8 says, then you will be prosperous
and successful. So, I believe through this reading this morning and through our Holy Communion this morning, remind us all that Jesus, our Savior, Emmanuel, has won and defeated the devil. So, make us do not be afraid. His promise never fail, but He promised also be with us. So may God bless. May God strengthen us. The end of this 2020 and entering 2021. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, our Savior, thank you for becoming Emmanuel, God with us. It's because of you that we can experience true joy, O Lord. We admit that it can sometimes feel hard to be joyful in the middle of a busy or difficult time. But when the cares of our hearts are many, your comforts, gifts, give us renewed hope and cheers. So today, O Lord, we choose to take refuge in you and rejoice. We will sing for joy, O Lord, because you are our strength and our salvation. In your presence, there is fullness of joy. And because of your humble arrival over 2,000 years ago, we are now able to experience the joy of your presence forever. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You are always worthy of all glory, honor, and power. And so no matter what we face, we will choose to worship, to follow you, O Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. This is our prayer. Hallelujah. Amen.